The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Thank you and welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Whether you're listening on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM in the Tampa, Florida area, I have the privilege of welcoming you folks. Normally you would be listening to Bill Bunkley, but Bill is under the weather today. So it is my privilege to sit in while I'm in Columbus, Ohio, doing my program, Bob Burney Live, on WRFD, AM 880 and 104.5 FM. So wherever you may be listening, I welcome you on this genuinely historic day. Something is transpiring in Washington, D.C. right now as we speak that has happened three times in 243 years. Now, the 243 depends on where you consider the beginning of America, the Constitution, or the Declaration of Independence. But let's say 243 years. This has happened only three times. We are waiting right now for the Speaker of the House to engage in what is called an engrossment ceremony. Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was called either, so don't feel bad. Engrossment ceremony. The House of Representatives voted earlier today on strictly partisan lines, which makes this impeachment unique, one of a kind. This is only the third impeachment in American history and the one and only time that it has been completely, totally partisan. There is nothing bipartisan about this at all, and that makes this completely unique. Anyway, the House of Representatives voted today to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. The formal announcement of that is called the engrossment ceremony. Nancy Pelosi and others will participate. The managers that have been named, I believe there are seven of them, will be introduced. The official announcement will be made that the impeachment is going to be sent over to the Senate. After that, and it's estimated that that will take 10 to 15 minutes, after that, there is actually a physical procession where the written articles of impeachment are physically delivered to the Senate. The Sergeant of Arms of the House of Representatives will lead the representatives. The Democrat representatives from the House of Representatives will actually lead them in a procession across the Capitol to the Senate, where the Sergeant of Arms of the Senate then will take the procession and take them to the Senate, where the articles of impeachment will be delivered to the Senate chamber. Now, I'm not positive on all the timing of this, so I don't want to get this wrong, but I believe yet today the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, will be sworn in. He will be the presiding judge over the impeachment. And then it depends on all the timing. Either today or tomorrow, the senators will be sworn in, and this begins the official process of the trial in the Senate. It is estimated that the actual trial will not begin until Tuesday of next week. Between now and Tuesday, there will be a lot of things going on behind the scenes about the rules. Mitch McConnell has said that he is going to abide by almost the exact same rules that were used in the Clinton impeachment. So this is the third time this has ever happened. It is the first time since 1998 that we have seen this. The engrossment ceremony is very formal. The procession is very formal, and I am old enough. I remember very, very well the procession when Clinton was impeached and the articles of impeachment were delivered to the Senate. There was a lot of pomp and ceremony. It was very somber. It was very formal. And I remember it very well. But anyway, this is only the third time that this has happened. So it's extremely historic, extremely important. I think everybody knows what the result will be. Whether the Senate votes to just outright dismiss the charges, which 3 weeks ago that seemed somewhat likely, today that seems very unlikely. It looks like there will be a full trial. Senator Ted Cruz yesterday estimated that the trial may last as long as 6 weeks. Now, here's something important to remember. Whether it lasts one day or 6 weeks, once the trial begins in the Senate can do nothing else. Nothing. They will be completely, totally absorbed in the Senate trial. No other business, no other legislation, nothing will be taken up. They will be completely consumed with the trial in the Senate. And for the most part, the senators have to sit silently and listen to the prosecution and the defense. I believe written questions will be entertained, but not verbal. So the senators could, and I'm saying could, be just sitting there all day, every day, 6 days a week. They will not meet on Sunday, but they will meet 6 days, 6 days a week until all of this is finished and a vote is taken whether to find the president guilty or whether to find him innocent. Foregone conclusion, he's going to be found innocent. Unless something really, really bizarre happens during the trial. So this is, well, on one hand, it's going to be fascinating to watch, because if you care anything about American history, again, pardon me for being repetitious, but this is only the third time in American history. And this is very serious. This is an attempt to overrule an election. This is an attempt. And in this case, and again, this is not a partisan comment. This is just fact. This is completely partisan. This is one party unilaterally, without any help, without any assistance, without any cooperation from the other party. Not one. An attempt by one party to remove a sitting president who was duly elected by the people of the United States. Now, again, that's not a partisan comment. It's just truth, and it is fact. So anyway, we've got the monitor up in the studio here. The engrossment ceremony is about to begin. And I have some audio from Nancy Pelosi you absolutely must hear. I'm serious, and I'll have it for you when we return.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I have some unbelievable audio for you from Nancy Pelosi earlier today. And before I go any further, I want to make it absolutely clear. The audio you're about to hear is unedited in any way. Now, the reason I say that is because when you hear it, most reasonable people would think, oh, that's been edited. Oh, my goodness. That's a collage of statements that Nancy Pelosi has made in other times, other places. I assure you, I promise you, this is absolutely unedited. Earlier today, Nancy Pelosi met with the press to announce that the House of Representatives was going to vote today. By the way, the engrossment ceremony is going on right now as we speak. Nancy Pelosi is once again speaking and laying out the case as to why the House of Representatives, well, the Democrats in the House of Representatives have voted to impeach the president and why they're sending it over to the Senate. That ceremony is going on right now as we speak. But earlier today, Nancy Pelosi stood before the press to make a public statement about why, finally, after all this time, after well over a month, she has decided to actually vote to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. You remember when the hearings were being held in the House of Representatives, the Democrats said, we got to do this. It's essential. It's essential that we do this quickly. We can't wait. And then they voted to impeach and sat on it. And the Senate kept saying, you're sending those over? Are you going to send the articles of impeachment? And Nancy Pelosi kept saying, no, don't like what you're doing. Anyway. So earlier today, Nancy Pelosi called a press conference to announce that they were officially going to vote. The audio you are going to hear are the first words out of her mouth. This is not in the middle of her speech or at the end of the speech. This is the very beginning. This is her introduction as to explaining why this is happening only for the third time in American history. Listen carefully to Nancy Pelosi earlier today.
Good morning, everyone. This is a very important day for us. And as you know, I reference temporal markers that are founders and our poets and others have used over time to place us in time, to emphasize the importance of time, because everything is about time, how we use it, how we mark it. And today is an important day because today is the day that we name the managers, we go to the floor to pass the resolution to transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and later in the day, when we have our engrossment, that we march those articles of impeachment to the United States Senate. As I've said, it's always been our founders, when they started, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary, when Abraham Lincoln 67 years ago, Thomas Paine, now are these are the times that try men's souls, the times have found us. Again and again, even our poets, Longfellow, remember, listen, my children, and you will hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive that remembers that famous day and year. It's always about marking history using time.
I'm being honest. I'm not being facetious, and I'm not being a smart aleck. Can somebody, anybody tell me what she just said? What? It's not only bizarre, it made no sense. It had no cohesion whatsoever. She quoted, I think, every speech or partial speech that she could remember off the top of her head. Just 67 years ago? What in the world does that have to do with impeachment? The midnight ride of Paul Revere? What? And then, and again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Honestly, I'm not. But this is the Speaker of the House of Representatives addressing not only the people of the United States, but addressing the world about why and how the President of the United States is going to be impeached. And she begins, it's all about time. It's always been about time. It's all about marking time. This is the person that has been sitting on the articles of impeachment for way over a month after saying, we got to do this quick. If you will remember during the hearings, the impeachment hearings, one Republican after another took to the podium or their desk and said, why are we hurrying? Why is this going so fast? Well, you know, why? And the Democrats kept saying, because we can't wait. This has got to move forward. This is so important. And then the vote is taken on totally, completely partisan basis. Not one Republican broke ranks. Not one. And you know, and again, I'm not trying to make fun. I'm really not. But this is the woman. Do you remember when she said, remember Obamacare, and she said, well, we have to pass the bill to know what's in the bill. You remember that? And then today, I almost feel bad for her because I'm not being facetious. I think she's losing some of her intellectual and mental capability. And of course, she said repeatedly she did not want to do the impeachment. Remember that? She kept saying that over and over again. She says, no, I don't want to do that. And then she was very emphatic. We cannot proceed unless this is bipartisan. Do you remember that? Nancy Pelosi said on several occasions, we should not proceed with impeachment unless it is bipartisan. She violated her own principles. She was, her hand was forced by the radicals in her party. And then to introduce this morning to the world, she gives a rambling speech that I have no idea what she meant or what she said. It was incomprehensible. And this is the ground upon which America is entering an incredibly historic and divisive event. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, or conservative. I find that, and I think you would find that, extremely sad. The engrossment ceremony is finished, and the articles of impeachment are going to be escorted in a procession to the Senate in just moments. We'll continue watching it.